bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, I asked the question, when is too late to give a Christmas gift?
It's March, James. Now, it's definitely too late.
Or it could just be too early right now. Yeah. See where I'm going? See where I'm going? March, Christmas, Easter? Oh, forget it.
Shut it down.
But then it turns out the gift I gave, you two gave me shit for.
Oh my gosh, you need to listen to this just to hear what James gave his godmother, because it is the worst.
You narcissistic fool.
I'm sure she loved it.
Well, I wonder if it's up in her room. You should ask her.
I'll find out where it is next time I go.
Please
over.
Do. Yeah.
This is a Triple Threat podcast. Christmas has passed.
Only reason I can see you bringing up Christmas is because you've got a new Christmas sweater on sale or something coming into winter.
Christmas is,
I feel as though I've given you a great idea now.
Once Easter is over, isn't Christmas coming according to the shops?
Yes. So I caught up with my auntie over the weekend. And I hadn't seen her since before Christmas. And we always buy each other Christmas presents. And so I was in a little dilemma because I hadn't got her anything. Because I always get gifts at the last minute. And so I thought...
Okay. Last minute, 3 months late.
So I was thinking, all right, so do I get something now? Like, should I buy something and take it? Or, like, just... Do I risk not buying something because it's been 3 months and then her giving me my Christmas present and then I don't have anything to give her?
That is a good point. But then if you buy something, does that mean you need to find some Christmas wrapping paper and wrap it up?
That's okay. I already had some.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that stuff stays in the cupboard forever.
Yeah, it does.
But, okay, get out of jail strategy. Mm. You just buy something that's returnable for cash, whatever you paid for it, hold on to the receipt, wait until she presents you with your present, then you can be like, oh, I've got one here for you. But no. If she doesn't bring it out, bang, yours is back.
No, it always has to be at the same time, I feel.
What an awkward scenario, actually.
I know.
Really awkward.
Has anyone else been in this situation before?
I've gotten a birthday present like 3 months after and I'd completely forgotten about it.
I'd forgotten that they hadn't given you one the first place.
Well, I just thought, I'm a little... Because I think it was from my uncle and auntie, and I'm like, I'm a little old for a birthday present. It was great. It was Monopoly. I had a great time with it.
Oh, good present.
Ball game. Brilliant. Mm. But, yeah, I just think it's... When it gets to a certain point afterwards, then it's, like, awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon that. Shut it down. I'm stealing your line on this one, mate.
Oh, sure.
Shut it down.
Okay.
It's really weird that you say this, James, uh-huh. because on Sunday, I had brunch with a group of girls, and we haven't seen each other for a while. Mm-hmm. And I actually still had a KK present for one of them that I hadn't given her because we saw each other, but we didn't catch up when we were supposed to. And then after that, never brought it to brunch or anything. And it's been sitting in the corner of my room, covered in dust for 3 months now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to get this. So I gave it to her and it was so awkward because, well, it wasn't awkward, it was funny, but the whole thing was Christmas themed. So I'd bought her a Christmas jumper, a 2016 calendar that I put photos of all of us.
Aww.
And a DVD of A Mom for Christmas. Do you remember that movie with Olivia Newton-John?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Mum for Christmas.
A Mom for Christmas.
Oh, Mom.
So it's from
Someone
the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe even the 80s. And it used to be on all the time at Christmas time. Oh. It was kind of like Groundhog Day at Christmas time. And it was Olivia Newton-John was a mannequin in a shop and she comes to
okay,
life.
Okay, we're Googling this in the break.
Yeah. So anyway, long story short, I found it on eBay for a friend because we always talk about this movie. Anyway, so I gave her this present on Sunday and there were three really Christmas themed presents.
Yeah.
But you've bought that at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Whereas James is talking about buying a Christmas present in March.
Okay. Christmas presents. I had an issue over the weekend where I was catching up with an auntie. We always buy each other Christmas presents. We hadn't seen each other since Christmas. I didn't know what to do.
Before Christmas,
yeah.
Really?
Before Christmas, yeah. So, and early enough before Christmas that I would, that it was too early to give a Christmas present like 3 weeks before Christmas, you know?
Mm.
So, what I did was I did end up buying something. But I didn't put it in Christmas wrapping or anything.
What did you buy? Is it, can we know? What is it?
You have to have known this question was coming.
Actually,
is it bad?
Actually. No, it's. It reminds me of this episode of Will and Grace where Jack buys everyone for Christmas headshots of him.
Yeah.
It was a picture of me.
Not
from graduation.
But
it was from my graduation present.
That was such a cop-out present.
I don't think you bought that. I think you just grabbed something from home.
I had to go to the place and print the photo.
A picture of you at graduation.
Was it a picture of you and her at your graduation?
No, she wasn't there.
Then why would you give someone a picture of yourself?
Because she's my godmother.
Only baby photos. That only works with baby photos.
That's fantastic.
Like, if you had a baby and you gave her a photo, yeah, maybe.
Well, so that's...
I can't give her a photo of you as a 20-something-year-old.
Yeah, she's my godmother, so I go to a photo of me at graduation. Graduation, so she can show me off.
Yeah, exactly. So
weird. I'm sorry, that's weird.
No, it's great. Also, tell you why it's a genius present. Because it's not too much for being like a Christmas present. It's like an in-between present. So if I hadn't got anything, like, so it turns out, she was like, oh, what's this? And like, you don't have to bring anything. And I'm like, oh, no, it's just a little something. And then like her husband was like, oh, so is it an early birthday present? I was like, oh, no, it's like a late Christmas present. And then like the shock in the face was great, because then I knew that she didn't get me anything for Christmas and I was one step ahead. But it wasn't too much.
It still sounds
to make it too awkward because of this picture of me.
You know what? It still sounds better than, oh, I just brought this framed picture of myself over for no reasons.
I put it on the
fuse. I can't get over that you brought a picture of yourself.
Oh my God.
That has to be the most outrageous thing I have ever heard anybody doing.
What? I think in some context, yes. Not in your context. No, I'm not on your side. I'm on Jess's side. Not in this context. Like, look, I graduated.
Oh, my God, look, I've got a master's. How do you know? Because I framed a picture on it.
And
if it was your mum, but not your...
No, I did it for my Orma as well.
Yeah, and that, okay,
I
your
printed
grandma.
One off, like, this big, because it needs to be bigger than all my cousins.
But your godmother? I don't know. It's a bit weird.
Fine.
We had a text in from Peter who said, morning, guys. My sister once bought me some really gourmet chocolates for my birthday and keep forgetting to give them to me. After 5 months in the boot of her car, they were not so gourmet anymore. So I say if it's been more than a month, just give it.
Skip it. If it was food, sure. You can't leave food around forever.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the whole present thing. It's not what it is, I don't think.
Maybe it was a conserve. That would
Sorry,
be okay.
I still haven't recovered from you giving a framed picture.
Oh my God,
someone
texted
it in. What a crap present. I can see where you're going with that, but you can't in any way say it was a gift for her. Like,
I'm standing by this. This is a fantastic present.
It's not a fantastic present.
So, have you got somewhere that you want her to put it?
No, she can find somewhere for it. I don't care where she puts it.
But Orma has to put it, like, you know.
Oh no, Orma has to put it like front and center. So there's a big picture of me on Orma's like wall cabinet, and I'm at the end, like in a pretty good spot,
mm-hmm.
and it's a pretty big photo. And I've now printed off one quite similar size, very big, and I'm going to tell her to put it at the other end.
So you bookend it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Actually, I'm the only one who's graduated from any university, let alone two. So she needs to show that
shit
off.
Actually, that's funny because the other day I was counting.
I made it to 5. I was very proud of myself.
The other day I was counting at my grandma's house, my nonna's house, and I'm the grad. So she's got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 grandchildren and 1 great-grandchild, and I feature the most heavily.
Yes! Oh, my God, my brother and I do
that
too. Is
that your favourite?
Yeah, it does.
It does. Yeah, I thought I was.
Do you count how many pictures of you in your... No?
Oh,
you're the one who gets left out.
Yes. I'm sorry, I've got no grandparents left.
Yeah!
Break this without being sad.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.